The football season may now be officially over, but in Connecticut, sports betting seems to just be getting started. Since becoming legal in the state in May of 2021, sports betting has become an inextricable part of sports culture in Connecticut as it is in other states. This year, numerous pieces of legislation are being put forward in the current session that would expand the ability of state residents to bet on their favorite teams. State Representative Chris Rosario recently introduced House Bill 6051, which would make Connecticut the first state in the country to allow sports betting on commercial flights. Rosario told Fox 61 he got the inspiration for the bill while waiting to board a flight himself.
I saw an article that DraftKings and Delta were looking at a partnership to offer in-flight sports betting. So right off the bat, I thought about it. I was literally in lobby at the waiting for my flight. And I said, you know what? Let's make sure that, you know, if there is an opportunity to do so, that we collect some of the revenue.
Rosario isn't alone. Representative Tony Scott from Monroe also introduced Bill 5563 that would lift the ban on intercollegiate wagering, allowing state residents to bet on UConn and Yale games during the regular season, not just during tournament play. This type of betting is not allowed in most states in order to discourage student athletes from being hassled or manipulated by bettors and bookmakers. But Scott argues that betting of this nature happens anyway. Legalizing it will only make it easier to detect and monitor.
Betting something like in Europe, you go online and bet a place in Europe, or you go to your old-fashioned bookmaker, those detections will never happen. You won't be able to see it. So actually, by bringing it out of the underground and into the light, we have ability to kind of track these things a lot better and find out immediately when there's issues.
But the expansion of sports betting is not without its detractors. In reference to Rosario's bill for in-flight betting, Senator Richard Blumenthal did not mince words when criticizing the legislation to Fox 61.
Sports betting on a plane, in-flight, I can't think of much worse. The combination of betting, alcohol, confined space is a recipe for disaster.
And the biggest issue is the effect that gambling has begun to have on college-age adults. Valerie Tebbets from the Connecticut Council on Problem Gambling argues that the emphasis on betting has made it an inextricable part of sports culture.
It's fundamentally changed the way we look at and watch sports, especially if you're college age. It goes with it now. People don't think twice that sports and gambling are legal and it's everywhere, and that's the way you watch sports. It's meant to be entertainment. It's not meant to be a means of making money. And I think that can get younger people into trouble. I think it can get everybody into trouble, but I think it's harder when you're younger.
Despite the criticisms, with the numerous proposed bills on sports wagers facing the General Assembly, you can bet this debate isn't going anywhere anytime soon. For the Voice of Connecticut, WICC, I'm John Kamal.